Bannerbox Radio, 57 varieties. Hey everybody, welcome back to Banterbox Radio. This is episode 48. Yeah, that's right. 48 for this fine, or at least decent, January the 26th, 20 of the 16. I am your co-host Thomas Towson. With me, as is no large surprise, the other co-host, Mr. Daniel Nightyall.
Oh! Here I am.
There we go. Great. It's good to have you.
Rock you like a hurricane.
Thanks. You know what? What would we do without you? We wouldn't have that joke, that's for sure.
And you wouldn't be rocked like a hurricane.
Wouldn't I?
No. No, it'd be more like a tropical depression.
Oh. Okay. Well, we are back again this week to do what we do, which is, if you're new to the show, some stuff. Wow. We'll probably at some point try some things.
Stay tuned for
we might
things.
Experiment.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, it's the college years of the show, so...
Is that so?
Yeah, you know, 48, it's the year you go to college, and you start experimenting.
With other shows.
That's right. But don't experiment with other shows. We are all you need. But...
We're... What?
You know, we're... Those other shows, they're intro shows.
Yeah, 101s.
That's right. This is advanced
101.
101. That's right. But
the
no,
back
so
of the textbook.
What we actually do, that's right. What we actually do is we find the weirdest news that we can find and then pretend like it's important and then tell you about it.
And then we all have a good laugh and we go to sleep. In our cars while we drive down the highways and byways.
You know, we all have our vices.
And sleeping in our vehicles while we drive them is definitely my dad's favorite.
Oh. Oh, okay.
He's borderline narcoleptic.
Oh,
that's
great.
No joke. It's no laughing
matter.
This
is not funny.
When I'm in the car with him, it's not funny.
Otherwise,
you go ape.
Ape?
Duty.
Oh, okay. So speaking of personal vices, you know what's a personal vice of mine?
Caramel apples.
Caramel apples. Wow. First try. No.
I knew it.
No. It's a particular thing that happens to be today's National Day.
Wow.
What a tie-in, right? Wow.
What? Yeah.
What a segue.
This may actually apply. Who knows?
Today is National Peanut Brittle Day, which I wouldn't say is a vice, but I do love peanut brittle.
Yeah.
One of the best, it's sort of related in that it kind of tastes similar. One of the best candy bars to ever be created is a Payday.
You think so?
I do believe so, and I know so for a fact. It is a fact, okay? I learned that in school.
Of Hard Knocks?
That's right. It was in our science textbook, I know it's fact.
Okay, well, I guess I can't say anything.
Occam's Payday. Or something.
Occam's?
Yeah, you know, like his razor, he also has a payday.
Oh.
And it's delicious candy bar for great success. No, but today, yes?
No, I'm sorry. No, you continue.
Oh, all I wanted to say is that today is National Peanut Brittle Day. Okay, I don't need to be harassed over here.
About your payday affiliations.
Those are different things.
Sponsored by payday?
Sponsored by payday. sponsored by smart food.
let's leave that in the past.
But no, today is National Peanut Brittle Day, and what you do with that is honestly between you and Jesus.
Yeah.
So, and your mother. So...
Yeah, you have to share everything with your mother.
That's right, even Jesus.
What if your mother is Jesus?
Oh my God.
Then you probably should switch religions.
You know what? This show has gotten progressively more and more blasphemous.
Has it? I feel like it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
I feel like it's not even really an insult towards, like, Christianity. It's just, like, what we're saying is nonsense.
Yeah. And Bannerbox is going to take a firm stance right now, I'm going to go ahead and say it, that we support all religions, and this is not, we're not trying to make fun of anybody or oppress anybody. So, it's all good fun, right? It's good jokes.
It's good ha-ha funnies.
Ha-has.
To some people.
But so today is that day. Do with it what you will. And that's what I got to say about it.
Okay. Well, make some peanut brittle. It can't be that hard, right?
That's true. I mean, it's just peanut. You combine two ingredients, peanut and brittle. If I know how to make it, it's peanut and brittle, which you just buy at the supermarket.
Isn't that just like caramel?
It's brittle, Dan. It's brittle. You go and buy some brittle.
Yeah. Some braille.
That's right. Braille. So, Dan, do you have anything you want to talk about before we start the show? Great, I'm glad to hear it. So why don't we just jump right into this week's stories?
Okay.
Is there anything you want to talk? I was joking, but is there anything you want to talk about?
I told you this. I started watching True Detective.
Yeah,
you did. The first 10 minutes of the first episode.
Wow, you're off to a good start.
I think I'm good, though. I'm going to wait another year.
Yeah.
Till I watch some more.
How much Game of Thrones have you seen?
You're going to make me say it.
Yeah, on the radio here.
2 episodes.
Wow. And I imagine it's probably because it's, you know, it's one of those things where you just don't have access to it, and it's really tough if only you already owned the first season on Blu-ray.
Oh, okay, well, there's
you also owned an HBO Now subscription.
Okay, that's true. That just happened, though. I lost that Blu-ray, though. I don't know where it is.
Great.
But you know what? I hear that Game of Thrones isn't even really that good.
You know what? Honestly, no one's even watching it, so it's really not a big deal.
So why even talk about it?
Who cares?
What is this Throne Games?
I don't know, but winter's arriving.
For some reason, and there's, like, big lizards involved.
Definitely.
I think it's like everybody has bearded dragons.
That's the one in
their pockets.
Mother of bearded dragons. Okay, Dan, give me your first story.
All right. Have you ever heard of Luck Fep?
No, I have not. I'm going to be on the record.
Weird.
I'm going to put myself on the record as saying no, I have not.
You haven't. Well, I had not either.
Okay. Well, everyone at home needs to mark down now that both of us have not heard of that prior.
Or
maybe if you like us.
If you like us, yeah. If you want to go steady. Well, apparently they're dolls. Luck Fep.
Luck Fep.
Luck Fep.
Luck Fep.
LUKTHEP.
Okay. Okay. Of course.
In Thai, it translates to child angels.
Yep.
Off to a great start.
Yep.
And they're considered lucky charms by Thai women. They've also been selling for hundreds of dollars after being promoted recently by celebrities.
Oh, who?
Do
you have any celebrities on hand?
No.
Oh.
Probably celebrities that I'm also going to butcher their names. I think they may be Thai celebrities. I'm not
Okay. That's so then, yes, you do actually have some celebrities.
I have some. Yes.
Okay. What? You said no.
No, that I don't.
Have any celebrities.
Oh, I don't. I was not aware of who actually was promoting these. It was just celebrities of some note.
Okay.
I have no idea. Some guy.
Okay.
Rip Taylor.
Rip Taylor, yeah, he's famous in Thailand.
Yeah, oh man, they'll buy anything he promotes. What's more, these supernatural dolls are being allowed seating on Thai airlines. The dolls are taken pretty seriously over there, with people believing they possess child spirits, and the people buy them expensive clothing and accessories.
For only $100, you can buy a child spirit?
Yeah.
Wow, that is an amazing bargain.
I mean, before that, they were upselling child spirits.
That's an incredible deal. Those things are as pure as they get. So you should buy like a good 10 of them or so, right? It's only $1,000. You can then do 10 horrible deeds, and when you get to your chosen afterlife, you just exchange the child spirits, and you're like, oh, here you go. This one's fine. This ought to comp me.
Yeah, you know? The fourth child spirit, it gives you a comp murder.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, I killed someone. And you're like, well, I don't think you can get in because you've murdered someone. No, it's okay because I have this child spirit and they didn't kill no one never. So here you go.
Ain't never killed no one no how.
That's right.
And that's how you address the
your deity of choice.
Yeah, yeah, whoever it is. The dolls are now getting special treatment on the airlines, and it's due to the belief that the dolls are considered good luck and will yield more if passengers treat them like other passengers. And it's apparently not just the people that are taking it, in my opinion, way too seriously. The company Thai Smile Airways, they apparently issued a staff memo advising flight attendants to treat the dolls as children.
Yeah, that's healthy.
And let's keep this whatever it is going, this ruse.
This is like, it's like something.
To the point of giving them special seating, too, that would only be given to children.
That's
like, they can't sit by this emergency exit. They're a child.
Yeah. Do they get complimentary nugs on the on the flight?
You mean like peanuts?
No, like nugs, like chicken nugs.
Oh.
Like chicken nugs?
Dank nugs?
Yeah, dank nugs.
I'm sorry.
Do they get hooked up with the dankiest sticky icky?
I would hope so. You could just imagine just this old Thai woman who she's got this little doll next to her and she's holding a pipe up to the doll's mouth and lighting it.
Here you go. You gotta get that mad kush. It helps you go big and strong.
I'm like, ma'am, you can't smoke that in here. Oh no, she has anxiety.
It's okay.
She always gets a little skittish on the flight.
Look at her. She's all rigid. She's barely moving.
Get out of here. You're scaring her.
Great. Well, awesome.
So that's a thing that's happening in Thailand.
You know, that sounds great.
So bring your dolls. I don't know if they have to be a specific brand to count.
I'm sorry. These aren't the right brand dolls.
Like American, what is it? Like American girls?
Yeah. You know, the American dolls? Girls.
Which, like, some of them are made like the size of regular girls.
Yeah. Not like weird
horrific.
Girls. Just regular ones. Right. Not the freaks.
But, like, if I had one of those, like, regular size dolls,
yeah.
I would totally creep out my family with
it. Oh, absolutely.
Like, when my parents are asleep, and then I'd sit it in a doorway with poor lighting, and then just keep it there.
Try to put it, like, sit it at the foot of the bed, so it's just staring forward.
Maybe put, like, drape it in some sort of, like, billowy sheet.
Oh, wow. That sounds fantastic.
And holding a knife, maybe. Yeah.
Great. So if nothing else, if you end up using up the child spirit, at least you can use it for something else, for sweet pranks.
Maybe there's a battery life for the child spirit in the back.
Yeah. Well, it runs out eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this one's kicked. I gotta get a new child spirit.
Oh, great. Okay. Here's a bit of a short one for you.
Okay.
So this is less so a weird story and maybe just a weird cultural experience that you may not have heard of. Okay. Hundreds of people are running through the streets of a tiny town in southwestern Spain, chasing a fancy-dressed, beast-like figure and pelting it with turnips.
Oh my god.
Why, you ask? Do you ask why? Ask me why.
Why?
Well, Dan, let me tell you. The event is part of the bizarre Jaramplas Festival, which is held in Pjornal. Pjornal?
Hey, Pjornal!
each January 19th and 20th. Following the yearly tradition, a town volunteer on Wednesday donned a costume of multicolored ribbons and a protective, devilish mask with horns. He then charged through the streets, beating a drum, and will continued, for as long as he can stand the punishment. Local farmers supplied some 18 tons of turnips for the festival.
Oh my god.
Yeah. You can kill a man with 18 tons of turnips.
Those things are hard to begin with. Like, they're really, they're a hard root vegetable.
They sure are. Its origins are uncertain, but the local tourism office says the Jaramplas figure represents a cattle thief. Stone him. Stone him with turnips.
Right.
Yeah, we don't respect no cattle thieves here in Jaramplas.
He deserves a delicious death.
Others say it has religious roots.
Hmm.
And the festival finished later Wednesday with music and celebrations. So this is a thing that apparently goes on every single year, where they force a man to put on a horned mask and then beat him near death with turnips, all for the townspeople's amusement.
Does sound pretty fun.
It is a most joyous day. It is the turnip murder.
Is this so? This is a person. The person volunteers to be pelted by turnips.
Yeah, you know. So there's a thing.
What if they had like a lottery for inmates?
Yeah,
and that'd be great. That was a thing, and then you feel like even maybe you're giving back to your community.
Yeah, maybe we should do. Maybe we should start that. That'll be, you know, sponsored by Banterbox Radio. It'll be the annual inmate watermelon pelting.
Water. Those are a bit more.
Well, we'll only do it to the really sticky ones, you know? Like, not, I mean, the really
bad ones.
That's
a sticky
ones.
Crook.
Yeah. You know, like the ones that are, you know, pretty much, we're guaranteeing they've killed and or assaulted in some way, violently, sexually, somehow. Some terrible crime, right? And we'll just beat him with watermelons.
So it'd be like an annual Gallagher stoning.
That's right. And there'll be Gallagher on stage during it. And what?
Smashing.
That's right. That's right.
Watermelons?
No, them.
Especially their inmates. Oh my god. This is turning grisly.
It's very dark. And it's probably going to be banned immediately.
I don't know if I want if we
and
should
there
have
will be innocent blood on hands, but however, from smashing all those watermelons and all the blood, the color's just going to mix together and there'll be no proof.
It'll be a hoot.
Listen to me. I'm a forensic detective and I happen to know from years in the field that watermelons mm-hmm. and blood, if you mix the two, you can never get caught. So when you kill a person, kill him with a watermelon. The mixture, the red mixture, will just cover it up and be like, oh, this isn't a bloody murder. This is just watermelon.
And the cop's like, well, I can't figure this out. A watermelon killed this man, apparently. He got shot in the chest by the watermelon and then crushed by it.
I'm not even sure if he's dead. There's no blood anywhere. Just watermelon stuff.
He just had a good time, got a little tired, and passed out.
I can't confirm that this red goo is blood. It might just be watermelon.
That would be, I mean, obviously this is a gross exaggeration of our police system. They do not operate this way.
That's true.
They use gumption, I think, is mostly what
they use. Yeah, they're actually, each the police hunches. Officer is given one gumption.
Yeah.
They holster it with
per
them.
Day.
Yeah, that's right. One gumption per day.
This is an RPG now.
Gumption up. All right. So there's that. Now you've learned something.
Thank you for that.
Je remplace.
Oh, it's the new fragrance of turnip.
That's right.
Okay. Well, we got a novelty brand of teeth are under recall for being too good to take off.
That's a thing.
A novelty
brand of teeth.
Teeth. Yes, they're they're novelty teeth. I mean, you go into a costume store, you see them, they're like, they call them like Bubba teeth sometimes.
Okay, I got you. All right, we're on the same page.
You understand now, okay.
Yeah.
They're not like
I have been in the market dentures. For a pair of nice novelty teeth.
Haven't we all? The Swiss chain Manor makes novelty teeth called Rotten Teeth, R-O-T-T-I-N apostrophe.
Oh, okay.
They are considered movie quality, quote unquote, which I have to disagree with.
Uh-huh.
Unless, like, is there C movies? Is that
yeah, I think so.
Yeah, then, okay, then it counts.
One step below trauma, right? So that would
below
be
a, trauma?
Yeah. Is trauma, are so trauma like movies C movies, or are they B movies?
That's
Trauma's
a good
very
question.
Low on the totem pole. I feel it like is. They might be C's.
Mm.
Or are they too self-aware to be C movies? Is a C movie a B movie that doesn't know it's a B movie?
Maybe.
Maybe it's like
Troll
Room.
2.
Maybe The Room is a C movie because it's a B movie that was made seriously. And maybe that's a C movie. That's
and so it
trick.
Jumps down to that special step.
Yeah, so what would be a D movie?
It would be somebody filming with a cell phone camera.
Yeah. And that sounds, yeah, definitely.
Of okay. themselves, like a 4-second clip that you can't even see. Anyway, nonetheless, the slogan for the product, quote, stay put, teeth will fit exactly in your mouth. Those are two separate things. Stay put, ellipsis, teeth will fit exactly in your mouth.
Good, because if they didn't fit, I was going to panic and move around a whole bunch. Wait, wait, wait. Stay put. They will fit perfectly.
But apparently that proved all too true when some people found it difficult to remove them from their mouth. The teeth are sold to customers attending the annual carnival season in Europe's German-speaking countries, and Manor has apparently sold more than 480 rotten teeth in Switzerland, where they sell for roughly 10 American dollars.
480?
480 rotten teeth.
Okay.
Manor has, quote, called at least 48 known customers to warn them immediately, said spokeswoman Ellie Steinbrecher. So 48, at least 48 of the 480.
So it's 10%.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't want to do math. Yeah.
Yep.
With math, yes.
Those of you who have math nearby.
Have not yet accepted math into their lives.
I haven't. The recall had been conducted when one person, quote, was not able to remove the rotten teeth independently. So they had to go to a doctor to get these things off their face.
That brings me some sort of sick joy. I don't know why it's so funny that novelty teeth that make you look horrendous get stuck so bad you have to go to a doctor to get it removed.
Well, you know, Mom always said, making a face, you make a face, it'll stay that way.
That's true. She also said, put wacky teeth in your mouth, they might stick.
Yes.
There you go. That's now it seemed really weird at the time, but now it's very pertinent.
Yeah, it was.
Strangely pertinent.
She also said something about, sitting too close to the TV or whatever.
But. Yeah, and, 9/11 was an inside job. But I told her to just go sit back down on the couch.
And she doesn't know nothing about what burning temperature steel is.
That's right.
And all that nonsense.
She doesn't know what she's talking about.
Yeah, mommy. Anyway, rotten teeth, maybe you should laugh at them from afar.
Or
get your friends to put them on.
Or rot your own teeth and have authentic ones.
Yeah,
that's a life choice that I approve of. Why don't you go rot your teeth?
One thing that I didn't really like about the picture that was associated with with the product, they look like they're supposed to be like hillbilly teeth, but the people that are wearing them are wearing like the hillbilly teeth, and then they're wearing like those stereotypical nerd glasses with the tape in the middle.
I see.
Like, those really don't, those are two different characters.
They're going for like dork teeth, like big buck dork teeth, but these are like rotting and gross.
Or corn kernels poking out of your gums.
Yeah, I got you.
It just doesn't fit.
It's just an experiment in showing the duality of man.
The nerd and the incompetent.
That's right. That's exactly right. Wow, what a beautiful sentiment. Sentiment.
Thank you.
Sentient.
Sentient.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a sentient thought.
Okay, Dan, let's talk about some stuff, okay? So let's talk about fast food real quick.
Okay.
What is your favorite fast food?
It's tricky.
And no tricks here. No like, oh, is Chipotle a fast food? You know what I mean. You know what I mean? Like real
about
fast
the,
food.
The four main
ones. Pretty much. Sure.
I've been known to dabble in Wendy's.
Wendy's?
From time to time.
Yeah, Wendy's old fashioned hamboos.
Hamboos.
That's right. Oh, so good. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the correct answer here was Burger King, because that would have given me a good segue. So you really dropped the ball there.
I'm sorry. Home of the Big Mac.
That's right. Home of the Whopper.
I was close.
A Burger King worker apparently wanted to have it his way.
Oh, goodness. That's not.
As he was fired from a Florida restaurant where he worked. So he allegedly flame broiled his uniform.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, that's a mess that's going to take a while to clean up. That's what 24-year-old Timothy Alejandro Ortiz is accused of doing after he was terminated from a Palencia location last week. This is Florida, so, you know.
To heck with it.
To heck, you say. witnesses said that before walking out of the BK, Ortiz set ablaze his hat and uniform, which were supposed to be returned to the company. As his work attire burned, Ortiz got into, quote, several arguments with the managers and customers who saw what happened and called the sheriff's office. So there you go.
This man's burning his clothing.
That's right. You know?
We gotta get the police involved.
Or something. So they can burn their uniforms in a great, meaningful show or what's it called? Display.
Mm.
You know, burn, fight the establishment, burn the uniform, down with conformity.
Yes.
Or something.
Let's eat a burger.
But not on that grill. He had taken off by the time cops got there, but they caught up with him at his home, where police say he cursed and yelled, wouldn't let himself be handcuffed, cuffed, and tried to evade a stun gun. He finally surrendered and was charged with damage to property, resisting an officer without violence, disorderly conduct, and crimes against the king.
Oh! Regicide.
I made that part up, but
I really wish it was true.
It would have been great, right? Official rap sheet, crimes against the king. quote, has not had it his way.
Oh, my. Right. Do you know how I would be in a Burger King
this
every...
This crime sure is a whopper.
Oh! I would be in a Burger King every day if the uniform that all the employees had to wear were like...
Like jesters or something?
Yes.
Like court
like
jesters?
Poofy
or...
pants and like striped stockings and like pointed shoes with the buckle.
And the manager had to dress like the king. And they all danced around while crafting your burger and trying to appease the king.
And all of the employees had to wear that weird kind of hairstyle where it parts in the middle and kind of curls upwards in the ears.
Oh, wow. That would be incredible.
That would be beautiful.
That would be amazing.
And they have to make... My meals with gloved hands.
That's
like
right.
White gloves.
Uh-huh. Satin gloves. Yeah, so Burger King CEOs or higher-ups, if you're listening to the show right now, we'll take our millions whenever you can get it to us for that amazing idea. You want to beat the competition? Do that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You will.
You will absolutely beat the competition.
Do you remember, I feel like it was about 8 years ago or so, Burger King... They were getting really, like, they reinvented the king, and he's what we all know now, that plastic-faced, mascot thing. And they released, I had a buddy of mine who worked at a GameStop, and they released video games. I don't know if it was through GameStop
remember.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
There was, like, a handful of small games.
Yeah, I vaguely remember this.
With
yeah.
the Burger King as the character.
Yep, wasn't there a skateboarding one or a...
He was, like, running down the street
yeah.
and you had to dodge things.
Yeah, I vaguely remember
Paperboy
this.
Style.
Yeah, I do.
We got to get our hands on this and play it.
Sounds like a good time to me.
Should do, like, a Let's Play of it. That would be great.
Coming to a live stream near you. We're gonna live stream some Burger King games.
People would watch that, I feel like.
I'd watch that.
I would. Yeah. I would watch us play it.
Yeah.
While we play it.
While we play it. Okay, great. All right, you got one more for us, Dan. Why don't you read it to us?
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
A man's poor decisions are finally catching up to him in Salt Lake City, Utah. Apparently...
I've heard of there.
To the Mormon capital of the universe.
Yeah. Oh, well, I've heard it had salty lakes.
It does. Known for its salty lakes and Mormons.
Mormons! Salty
Mormon
Mormons.
People. Mormon humans. Navid Monjazeb was arrested Wednesday morning for 12 counts of insurance fraud.
Wow.
12.
12 is a lot.
Because he got into 23 car crashes
what?
Previously.
How?
23.
How do you do that?
You know, he's determined. He's a determined fellow. Authorities say he collected over $55,000 from the insurance companies over a five-year period. The charges were made after investigators could show the cars being damaged before the crash had occurred. Monjazeb was also charged with unlawful activity, 2 counts of forgery, and 7 counts of reckless endangerment.
Hmm.
So,
That's quite a bit of insurance fraud there.
23 car crashes.
That's a lot of car crashes. If I were to describe... The amount of car crashes that is, I would describe that as many.
What do you imagine, like, the average human being, like, involved? I think, you know, I can't say, like, everyone's been in a car crash before.
Yeah.
But, like...
I think most people have.
Most people have been in some, like, mild fender bender from
time
to time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't think 23 is the normal number.
No. I think that would be that's what's bringing up the national average.
He's kind of ruining that curve.
He's a power user, you know?
Well, nobody's up at the top. I want to be number one.
Did I ever tell the story on this show about the narrow escape from a car crash that I had as a kid?
No, I don't think so.
I got a good one for you. This is as close to a real-life video game as you can get. So in the middle, kid growing up in North Carolina, when snow happened or ice happened, it was, you know, shut down the world, panic, everybody freak out. Mm. Well, one particular winter, the roads had completely iced over. This is real, okay? I want to preface this by, it's going to sound fantastical, but it's completely real. So we're driving along, my stepfather at the time was driving the car, and we're going along, and the roads were real slippery. Accidents on both sides of the roads. People just have no idea how to drive in this weather in the South. They just have no idea. Well, we're driving along, and an accident happens in front of us, which causes one car to veer off to the left. And it's hard to do it without showing you with my hands, so I'm going to try to explain this as clearly as possible. The car on the right rams into the car on the left. They then split apart from each other, and somehow the force of it and the slickness of the road causes them to, in some sort of video game fashion, spin in circles on either side of the road. At which point, my mom is screaming because we're flying towards it. She's like, oh my God, stop the car. And my stepdad slams on the gas and goes between them at the exact moment they line up and go perfectly straight. He slides between them and they're still spinning behind us.
Wow.
So that was the time when my life was put in jeopardy. And it's at least a funny story now.
And it was the greatest thing ever.
It was like a video game, though. It was some sort of challenge level, like Super Mario challenge level.
And at what point did you pop out the window and with a gun and pop all the tires of the other cars?
Immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have to. Bonus points.
Bonus points,
that's
yeah.
Right, you know. So that's a real thing that happened to me.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's great. I'm still alive, so if I wasn't, it wouldn't be nearly as good a story to tell.
Because you wouldn't be alive to tell
it. That's right. Yep. That's true. It would also have a really sad end if someone else told someone.
Yeah.
So like, it was really funny at the time, but then this kid died. So it, like, you know.
He ruined the joke.
It was funny, but I think it's in poor taste now. All right, let's
enough time would have passed by then.
That's
true.
Tell
it now.
It's okay now. Speaking of poor taste,
mm-hmm.
I have a real product here that's been invented that is maybe in poor taste, but maybe it's hilarious. Let's find out.
Let's find out.
Let's take a look.
What's the deal with riboflavin?
I don't know. What is it?
What is it?
What are you doing there?
I'm going to find out. I'm Andy Rooney.
Okay. So, a new tuxedo designed for the male sex organ is now available. That's right, Dan. The thing we've all been asking for. Someone's finally had the gumption. They spent their one gumption allotted to them and made this.
This was a police officer then. Nobody else gets gumption.
That's true. The aptly named Tux is a one-size-fits-all penis product.
Okay.
It's made of satin and comes with a bow tie. Created by Lelo, LELO.com, a Stockholm-based sex products company. With this tuxedo for your member stays on the shaft with the help of a band that, to quote the website, quote, slips comfortably behind the male undercarriage. So, you know, it hugs the grundle.
You know, how do you hug a grundle?
It grabs the beanbags right behind it, settles in, and just holds its place.
There's no pants?
No, it's just it's a tuxedo for your penis.
But there's no pants.
No, it just slips over. Just the top. Yeah, it's just the top.
Pants dangling from the undercarriage.
Should. Yeah, I like that idea. Maybe the pants are your pants, right? Maybe you have a tiny little body and long legs.
Maybe like a freak of nature.
Yeah. The product came during a discussion about the gap, quote, between the expectations for women to dress sexy and the expectations for men. Lelo CEO Steve Thompson said, not only is there an imbalance in those expectations, there is a huge lingerie industry to cater to it.
Men's lingerie.
Yeah. So they're, you know, they're breaking into men's lingerie because, you know, it's so I'll keep going.
Mm-hmm.
That speaks volumes about our cultural view of sexual roles. Men are sexual and women are sexualized. He's trying to bridge that gap, right? He's trying to sexualize men's dongs,
right,
with putting little tuxedos on them, right? He's giving a little show.
I guess that makes sense.
Something like that. He's classing it up, right? He's got some fancy lingerie for men.
It just makes us look like a joke.
It does. It's goofy. And how much is that joke, Dan, you ask? Let me tell you.
You're going to pay for this joke?
The $29.95 price might seem steep for the product, considering it's just a little sleeve for your wang.
Mm-hmm.
But customer reviews actually indicate that people are generally happy with it. People are buying these already. A man named, he's only going by Bill, said, quote, he feels like James Bond in a weird but sexy way, and would recommend this to any who likes to have fun in the bedroom.
I can't imagine what the, like, if there was some sort of role play involved, what it would be like.
I don't know.
Is this
know,
like
really
a Jeff
weird.
Dunham situation where he, like, makes it takes
it
over?
Yeah. And the real question is, does his penis like it shaken or stirred? Itself, I mean.
You should ask it.
Shaken or stirred.
Yeah, if it likes to be shaken. Yeah, I see that.
Tuxedos on men. This is a lady here whose name is undisclosed, said, tuxedos on men is my Achilles heel, and I just had to get this for my husband, she wrote. We had a great laugh whilst using it, which is always a bonus. Women love it, too. Men like it. Women like it. Everybody's happy. No one's losing on this, okay?
It's a bronus.
It's a bronus. That's right. It's only $30, and it's guaranteed to spice up your sex life. Guaranteed or your money back.
Yeah?
No. Thompson said the tux isn't designed to be worn during sex, because that would be definitely no fun. Just, you know, a cloth scratching on the inside.
Yeah.
It's more about setting a mood, right? It's more about putting on a little puppet show. A penis puppet show. Nothing gets ladies more in the mood than a penis dressed in a tuxedo. Just
Everyone
fancy
knows
it
this.
Up. Yeah, that's just classy at that point.
You ask any woman on the street, that's what they're going to say.
I bet. Still, he doesn't want to dictate how any Lilo pleasure products should or shouldn't be used. So there you go. If you want to incorporate it into your sexy time all the way, who are they to say?
Yeah.
You know, you're just going to get some chafe.
So your little man wants to get his tux dirty. Who cares?
That's right. Yeah. All right.
You take it to the cleaners the next day.
So that's a thing you can get, Dan. I know that you probably, upon hearing this, are rushing out right now to get one as quickly as possible.
Oh, yeah. I'm on the internet right now.
Type. Oh, there it is. Oh, they're sold out.
Aww.
Oh, bummer. Well, folks, you can head on over to Lilo.com to find that product, sponsored by Bannerbox Radio. We're officially sponsoring it on this episode.
We're sponsoring them.
We absolutely are.
We can't get sponsors of our own, but we're sponsoring them.
That's right. So head on over to Lilo, Lelo.com for your penis tux. And Dan, while you're out browsing the web, you know, you're on Lilo.com getting your penis tux.
You have to get them fitted.
Maybe while you're there, you take a quick old stop over to a certain place that I happen to know about, which is a place you can find us, the show in particular, with our website at banterboxradio.com. You can also find the show on iTunes and all other places you get your podcasts. You can email us directly at bbr@banterboxradio with articles, suggestions, feedback, whatever you want to say. And also, that's all for this week.
And remember, on both Saturn and Jupiter, it rains diamonds.
Thanks for joining us.
Let's get the girth. We'll wrap it around. It looks like you need a petite.